joining us this morning for a community connection and our final legislative update with Senator Keith Gaynor. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Terrific to have you this morning. I understand there's been a bit of a marathon there in Olympia. What can you tell us?
Well, I came to the Capitol this morning only to find out that the House had gone literally all night. They're still debating the income tax bill. They had, I believe there were like 84 amendments, and they've been roll calling them all. So they've really put up a fight to try and defeat the bill.
And of course, we're pretty certain of what the outcome will be on that.
Well, I would think so. I mean, if they're willing to go through all those amendments and not pull it down and not, you know, kind of close out debate on it, then I'm assuming that they have, the D's have enough votes to pass the bill.
Okay, so the millionaire tax, let's just go ahead and say the millionaire tax will pass. What will the next steps be to appeal that?
Well, if they made amendments, which I don't know that they have, because there were like 23 amendments from the Democrats too. So if they amended the bill, it will come back to the Senate. Then we'll have to, you know, do a conference between the two and determine, you know, what form the bill will actually have if it passes at all, because we may decide not to concur. And then they may go back, and rework it. But in all likelihood, it'll be on the governor's desk. And unfortunately, the governor has said he would sign a bill that would tax income.
Wow. All right. Well, we'll see how it all shakes out. What else is going on in this session that we really want folks to know about? Is we're really down to just the last 2 days.
Well, I was just going to hit on a few of the bills that have passed that I think are of real concern to anyone, because the bill that requires or actually gives an unelected board control somewhat over the sheriff's powers is really troubling to me, because it circumvents the local control where we elect, you know, sheriffs at a local level, and now an unelected board could determine that your sheriff was not in compliance, you know, as they saw fit. Mm-hmm. Along with that went the anti-masking bill, which does not, it was really, you know, put forth as a bill to stop federal agents, but we have no control at state level over the federal agents, so it only affects the local officers, which is a concern, because once again, we're dictating what they can and can't do in order to enforce the law. They have a left-one pension, which is law enforcement and firefighters' pension, that they are planning to raid. In fact, that was the bill that was passed, that it will take reduce the pension fund down to roughly 106%, you know, after they give us some bonuses to those who are still in the program. And then the rest of that money would go into the general fund. And it's all of these things that they're infusing the budget with are told to be, you know, one-time infusions. Well, as anyone that does a budget, if you put something in your budget for a one-time expense, you should be able to pay for it and be done with it. But in reality, what we're doing is paying for it for this biennium and then have that same obligation in the next biennium without the revenue source to take care of it. Employers, with I-9s, if you don't notify your employees that there is an audit of your business, you could be, fined. And that, you know, once again puts another burden on employers who are already obligated to the federal government to ensure that they have I-9s and W-4s for all their employees. One of the good things in my mind was in the environmental crimes bill did not pass. And that was really troubling to most people that work, you know, in the natural resources, because the way it was set up, there were all kinds of things that you could be, who would be responsible and what you would be responsible for was really somewhat troubling, because it was very far reaching. Another thing that did not continue on was the universal health care. And, you know, what's interesting about this is that we cannot even pay for Medicaid reimbursements right now, and yet there's a consideration of having complete health care. So there has to be a lot more understanding, I guess, of how the whole system works and who's paying for, you know, costs right now, because it is the private carriers that are picking up the burden on all of the charity care and that. And if you're expecting, you know, the government to pick that up, mm-hmm. you know, they're just obviously there's no, we don't even have money to do what we're doing now, and now to take on a significant burden like that.
Wow. Yeah.
Those are just kind of some of the bills. And when we had 200 and some bills come over from the House, there are quite a few more things that we could be talking about.
Sure, sure. Why don't we touch, if we could, because I know you're knee deep or even deeper in transportation as being on that Senate Committee for Transportation. Anything coming out of Olympia for the 12th Legislative District in the way of transportation?
Well, no. And the reason I say that, Jeff, is it's really troubling in that we had a budget put together on the Senate side. By the time they've got a conference, there will be no local projects being done. We will not do as much as we had hoped to with preservation, which means bridge replacements and significant investments. They've decided to not bond to the degree that we had hoped in the Senate. And what we were bonding would have freed up money to be used to make sure things we were trying to catch up, because right now, we're falling behind projected over $1 billion a year in actual maintenance and preservation dollars. So, you know, we haven't seen it yet. It was introduced yesterday to us that it had been decided, but it'll show up probably today in the Senate for approval. But it is troubling that we're not, you know, getting things, we're not keeping up with what we need to do.
As someone who's in the minority party, after you go through a session like this, what's it feel like?
Well, honestly, I'm very disappointed for the state of Washington, because we are not doing anything to get financial stability, and we continue to, you know, make commitments that we can't keep. And, you know, and my whole goal as a public servant was to try and make things better for people. Mm-hmm. And actually what we've done is created larger burdens. And, you know, it's very difficult to feel good about what we've done when some of the poor and the most needy among us are not even getting their needs are not even being addressed, even though we're spending considerably more each year. Mm-hmm. And that, as I said, that's very troubling to me as a senator.
Yeah, no doubt. Any other final thoughts? I know you're on a tight budget. You've been talking a lot. I can hear it in your voice, my friend. Any final things that you'd like to share with your constituents, our listeners this morning?
Well, as always, you know, we've always welcomed everyone's input, and we've gotten quite a bit of input, which has been very helpful. But I really would encourage people to, you know, to try and get a list of the things that have been enacted into law and really analyze, you know, are these the kinds of things that are making life better for you? And I think that we have to be really have some serious conversations about the direction we're going in. But obviously, when, as you mentioned, we're in the minority. So from my perspective, I would definitely like to see things head in a different direction. But there's so many things that are not partisan. They shouldn't be partisan, that have become partisan. And that's why I feel like, you know, we need to have more people engaged in the process and making their voices heard, because we do represent you, but we really do need to have more voices so that more people understand that it's not, you know, just that voice in the wilderness, that it really does represent, you know, the people that we represent. So I've always appreciated the opportunity to share with your listeners and talk with you, Jeff. So thank you again for another time on this during the session.
Well, we genuinely appreciate it. And thank you so much for your service, Senator Keith Gaynor. I hope it's a fast 2 days and you can get a little rest.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Be well. Again, your senator, Keith Gaynor joining us this morning for a final legislative update. They're going to wrap up on Thursday, the 12th. So we genuinely appreciate him taking the time each week to join us during these sessions to keep us up to speed on all the things happening there in Olympia.